Oh, hello, boys and girls. Isn't it wonderful to...
Hi, Granny. I did it. I beat my best time.
Oh, well done, Hamish. But please don't interrupt me. I was just saying to the children here how wonderful to...
No, you did not, Hamish. You cheated.
You started before I was ready.
I did not. I said, on your marks, get set, and ran only when I said go.
You ran before you said go.
Oh, now stop it, you two. You have now both interrupted me while I was speaking to these lovely children.
Oh, wow.
And I am sure you children would never interrupt your Grammy now, would you?
Granny,
What?
I forgot that you were all coming today. Hello, boys and girls.
Hi, everyone. We're going to have an amazing week.
I can't wait. Granny, are you going to tell us true Bible stories this week?
Oh, yes, I am. And it's funny that you two are practicing for your sports day tomorrow, because I'm going to tell you about running another race. But this is the most important race of your life. It's about running the race with Jesus.
Oh, come on, Granny. Let's start now.
On your marks, get set.
Go!
Well, this true story is in Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. It was a busy time of year, and everyone was crowding into Jerusalem. Jesus, well, he was going to Jerusalem, and he wanted everyone to know that he was God's special king. So Jesus gave two of his friends a special job to do.
Go into that. You will find a colt tied there. Bring it here to me. If anyone asks...
Granny... What's the colt?
Oh, well, dear. Now, that's a really good question. And it's always good to ask when you don't know. A colt is a young donkey. So Jesus had to send his friends to find the young donkey. And they found it just as Jesus had told them. They untied it. And then the owner came out. And immediately they let the friends have the colt. And they took it to Jesus. When they got to Jesus, they threw their cloaks on the colt's back and helped Jesus onto the donkey. As Jesus rode on the donkey, the people all put their cloaks down on the road in front of the donkey.
What? So the donkey could walk over their coats and make them all muddy?
The donkey might...
And they didn't care about that. They knew Jesus was special, and putting their coats on the ground was like us rolling out the red carpet for the king.
But Jesus isn't the king. He's just a bloke on a donkey.
Bonnie, I think you need to listen to Granny.
Oh, the people knew Jesus was God's king. In fact, 500 years earlier, God had spoken to a man called Zechariah and told him God's king would come riding on a young donkey to Jerusalem and that God's king would bring peace and not war.
So, Jesus is letting people know he is God's king. That's amazing.
No wonder he needed a red carpet of cloaks. I wouldn't mind my coat getting dirty for Jesus if he's God's king.
Oh, as Jesus got near to Jerusalem, there was a huge crowd on the road and they were really happy when they saw Jesus. They too knew Jesus was God's king. They began shouting praise to God for all the amazing and powerful things they had seen Jesus do. Oh, the people were so excited and everyone was praising Jesus. Well, not quite everyone. Some religious leaders and teachers were really angry.
We are really angry. Jesus should never say he is God's king.
But that's wrong. He is.
Aye, Bonnie, they were wrong. But Jesus is still God's king and he wants everyone to know it. Oh, and that's the end of today's true Bible story.
Granny, it's all a bit strange. I thought you said we were learning about running a race with Jesus.
Aye, good point, Hamish. The Bible says that God's race is to live with Jesus as our king. And this true story is just like the opening ceremony. Oh, and this week we are going to find out how we can run the race with Jesus as our king. Oh, but we must all now. Oh, but later, Alistair will help us understand how Jesus is God's king. But we're going to go now, so bye-bye, children.
Bye, boys and girls. Bye-bye. Lovely to see you. Bye.